the Word of God. It's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Okay, this is the challenge.
The challenge.
It's to memorize scripture so that we as believers in Jesus Christ, we're equipped with the weapon of the word to stand our ground in the very moment that we need it. It's like a hammer that breaks into pieces even the most stubborn rock of resistance.
And sometimes I feel like, man, there's things that I'm going through that might take a lifetime, but I have to have faith.
Listen. Talk about it.
Every Monday and Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. on Being Real with Owen Farley. You are being challenged to change here on Impact 103. Rise to the challenge.
Welcome to Challenge for Change. This is the time that we've been waiting for. I've got Luke Coe with me here in the studio. And if you've just joined us for Challenge for Change this month, we're at the end of our learning the scriptures process.
Yay.
And I must admit, like, sometimes it's like a real challenge to get it in our heads.
It is, friend. But I must say, the new spin that you brought about where we have to see these scriptures really applicable in our lives. And in as much as, like I said to you, I'm not good with cramming word for word.
Yeah.
But when you read these scriptures, you meditate on them, and something happens in your life, or you come across, like with myself, I'll tell you a story. If I come across a post, then I'm like, scripture is so evident in these things. I'm able to respond much better because I have a better understanding of what scripture says with regard to this. Because especially like in social media, it's very easy to be emotional as opposed to applying scripture.
So you say you actually have a story for us?
I do.
So
somebody wrote, and I actually shared this on my show yesterday, are there prayers that God doesn't answer? Does God answer everyone's prayer?
Ooh.
to that effect?
Okay.
And this gentleman came and answered that. And a Christian lady took that post and she shared it. And she was like, oh, I hate it when Christians feel as if God is only for them. And you know, as if there's anybody else that God wouldn't answer. From that point, I thought to myself, whew, at some point, for me, Romans 8:9 stood out that, you know, somebody once said, Owen, it's amazing how we want God's things, but we don't want God.
Wow.
He says we have a tendency to want all these miracles and all these manifestations, but, and at the end, you look at it and you think to yourself, you just want his things. You don't want him.
Exactly.
That's where it hits your heart.
Yes.
That's the spin in your life. That's what makes you not understand why certain prayers are not answered.
Yes, exactly. It's about knowing the person. It's the person of who God is.
Exactly.
Like actual relationship.
Not that he wouldn't do it for you.
Yes.
Not that he wouldn't do it. Mm. But are you in that position that he should actually do that for you?
Yes. Like, is your heart saying, okay, God, if you're real, really show me. Like, if you actually are going to be doing these things, let me be like,
do you have that much authority? Do you have Christ?
Yeah.
You know? And Romans 8, but you're not living the life of the flesh. You're living the life of the Spirit. If the Holy Spirit of God dwells within you, in other words, directs and controls you, but if anyone does not possess the Holy Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
Come on.
In other words, he does not belong to Christ and is not truly a child of God. Mm. And it's so easy for us to just use an umbrella because, hey, it makes everybody feel good. It makes everybody feel better. But it's not me that's saying you're not a child of God because I've decided
it's the Bible.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's actually God saying, listen, if you want to look like me, you have to, love looks like something.
Because that was the premise, because that was the premise of our argument that we're all God's children.
Yes.
But is that what scripture truly says?
Yeah. It kind of reminds me that Jesus died for everyone. He died for the world.
Of course.
No, not to condemn the world, but so that everyone will live that believes in.
Mm-hmm.
But then in John 1, it actually speaks about how those that believe in Jesus are actually now have the right to be called the sons of God.
Yep.
And it's like, comes down to that beliefs like, okay, this person died for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just like make it personal. It's like someone died for you.
Yep.
Like, wow.
Think about it this way as well, friend. We have a lot of our young people and ourselves who are, who no longer have homes, not because our parents are not there anymore, but because of a whole lot of things that troubled us. And what this is saying in this discussion we're having for me is, you cease to be a child of that household because you decide to be a child of the street or whatever the case may be.
Exactly.
And it does. So you are ultimately, he died for you, but have you taken a hold of the opportunity to actually be a son of the house, to be his son?
You know, I'm actually so glad that you brought this up today, because something that was on my heart was the fact that we have the choice to either be in the spirit or in the flesh.
Exactly.
And the whole point of Challenge for Change this month has been learning about the Holy Spirit and dedicating ourselves to actually being controlled by and led by the Spirit. And I actually came across this amazing scripture in Galatians 6 verse 8. It says, "For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap decay and ruin and destruction. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life."
Exactly.
So we have this choice constantly. Am I going to be living by the Spirit, or am I going to be living by the flesh?
But the benefit of the Spirit is at our disposal.
Yes.
The choice then is made by us.
Yes.
Whether or not we want to live in the Spirit.
Yes. And that's the amazing thing, is that we, at any moment, we can stop and say, "God, I'm tired of this, the way that I've been living. I don't want to live by the flesh anymore. I don't want to be gratifying that. I can see how it's destroying my life, how it's bringing death into my relationships, death into my finances, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But now I'm choosing that I believe in you and I want to fix my relationship with you, Jesus. Show me how I can do this."
The choice is all the difference, friend. That point of making that choice is all the difference. A friend showed me yesterday a picture of a cousin. And I was like, "Oh, he looks like her." He says to me, no, my sister was visiting him at a rehab. He was a Nyaupe boy.
Yeah.
And I thought, this guy doesn't look like a Nyaupe boy. She says to me, "Let me show you how he looked in December."
Oh, well then.
Friend, what a difference.
Thank
what a
you,
difference.
Jesus.
And he says to me, she says to me, he actually approached the family in December and said, "I'm ready to change.
Wow.
I need you guys to help me out."
Wow.
And they moved him from KZN to Pretoria to help
him
out with
that. Come on, man. I love it. You see, like, this is the power of the Holy Spirit. Just like it says in one of the scriptures we've been learning, John 6:63, if it is the Spirit who gives life.
Yep.
He is the life giver. The flesh conveys no benefit whatsoever. There's no profit in it. But the truth, the words that you are speaking to me, give me spirit and life. And we can see it. We're not just talking about something that is just like, "Oh, this is great."
These scriptures are evident in our everyday life.
They're working. They're quick and powerful. So if you want to join us in this challenge, we're seeing the change in our lives. We're seeing God move through these scriptures in our actual lives. And if you want to join, please contact us here on Impact 103 and we'll speak to you about it. Just contact us on 071-364-0376 and we can, like, encourage each other to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about being perfect. It's not about saying the right things, doing the right things. It's about the process of changing into the very likeness of Jesus Christ. So thanks for joining us for Challenge for Change.